Ian Dale at Drive on LBC.
11 minutes to 7 here on LBC. Well, it feels like being presidential has never really been a concern for Donald Trump. But urging people to watch a sex tape? Well, I've heard it all now. Simon Marks, our US correspondent, has more. Hello, Simon.
Hello, Ian. How did you sleep last night?
Actually, quite well.
Because Donald Trump didn't. And we know that because he appears to have engaged in a tweet storm between the hours of 3 a.m. and half past 5.
We've all done it.
Who hasn't, of course? Most of us, though, weren't running for president at the time. He's now ignoring questions that are being asked of him as to whether he regrets having hit Twitter in the early hours of the morning to hit out at a woman that Hillary Clinton introduced to the presidential election campaign during that debate on Monday night. Let's go back to that.
He loves beauty contests, supporting them and hanging around them. And he called this woman Miss Piggy. Then he called her Miss Housekeeping because she was Latina. Donald, she has a name.
Where did you find
her? Her name is Alicia Machado.
Where did you find her?
And she has become a U.S. citizen, and you can bet she's going to vote this November.
Okay, good.
Well, what Alicia Machado has become this week in the United States is someone who is center stage in the presidential election campaign and ubiquitous on television here, accusing Donald Trump of being a misogynist.
Miss Piggy, Miss Housekeeping, Miss Eating Machine.
All to your face?
Yes, all the time. That was really normal for him. You know, with 18 years old, when you are growing up, that was horrible for me. I was my self-esteem.
And if anybody doubts as to whether that got under Donald Trump's skin, they only have to follow Mr. Trump on Twitter. At 3 o'clock in the morning, he said, using Alicia M. in the debate as a paragon of virtue just shows that crooked Hillary suffers from bad judgment. Hillary was set up by a con. He questions whether Hillary Clinton, in fact, helped Alicia Machado become a U.S. citizen so she could use her in the debate. I've seen no evidence to support that may be what occurred. He says that Hillary Clinton was duped, and he encourages American voters, in a bid to understand how terrible Alicia Machado is, to view her sex tape, which I'm told is ubiquitously available on the internet,
I haven't seen it for myself. Nor fine.
And I suppose the other point worth making about all of this is that Donald Trump is a man who has claimed...
I think my strongest asset, maybe by far, is my temperament. I have a winning temperament.
So I think we can kiss that goodbye in the aftermath of the last few hours of Mr. Trump on Twitter.
But this won't hurt him at all, will it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, this is all part and parcel of Hillary Clinton's serious political attempt to continue driving a wedge between Donald Trump and women voters. And we know that women voters shy away from him, and she hopes hew to her. It certainly is unlikely to damage his standing with his core supporters, who seem willing to excuse absolutely anything. But it certainly hampers his opportunity to try and reach out into those households in the all-important battleground states where there are swing voters who are going to decide the outcome of this election. Because what he's done is two things. First of all, he's underscored the attack by Hillary Clinton that he's a misogynist. And secondly, he has, I think, really demonstrated that he is not, in fact, in control of his temperament. And Republican strategists here think this has been arguably the worst week of the campaign so far for Donald Trump. There have been quite a few of those in the past. But again, we have to see how it impacts the opinion polls.
Simon, thank you. Keep following Donald Trump on Twitter so we don't have to. That's Simon Marks, our US correspondent.